from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball isn't boring with Brad Lowe on WEEI.
That's Joe Braveman. He is invincible behind the glass. I'm Rob Bradford. I don't know if I'm invincible, but the baseball's been boring brand is. We have plenty of proof of that. It's science. Sammy, play Tessie podcast.
Science believer.
Science believer. Yes, believer in the brand. Believer in the play Tessie brand as well. You guys do an excellent job.
Thank you.
Stretch drive now.
Thank you.
People's emotions are running high. Lean into it. All right?
We're leaning in. We're about to unleash the fan calls and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. I would imagine some would be about Tristan Casas, which is, again, a topic that we brought up at the beginning of the show. We had a spirited crossover. You would say that, right?
Spirited. It was definitely spirited, yeah.
Spirited. Did you think that I quitted myself okay?
Yeah, I actually sided with you. I think that this is kind of more of a blip in the radar more than anything, and we probably won't even remember this.
It's okay. It's a good discussion as long as the listeners are entertained. Of course, we're talking about with Ken and Curtis. The comments from Alex Cora yesterday about Tristan Casas saying that he's healthy and it's going to be up to him when he comes back. And now, today, he follows that up and saying that he does not believe that Tristan Casas will be back with the team by the end of the homestand, which runs through Wednesday. I'm guessing that it's going to be the first game in Baltimore on Thursday. The last day would be he would have to return the first game in Houston, which is Monday.
That's my guess. I think he takes all the time he can get.
Okay. So before we get to your ballparks, before we get to my first pitch and all of that stuff, what is your take? The comments, we already talked about your take about the comments that Cora had yesterday. I think we're in agreement, which is when Cora said that, it was more protecting the organization of saying, hey, listen, we're not going to throw this guy out here to play baseball at any level if he's hurt. He's not hurt. He feels okay. But there is an element of you have to get your timing. You have to be the best version of yourself. You have to be the good Tristan Casas, because this isn't our problem right now. If you're going to come back, you better be better than what we have already. We both agree with that, correct?
Right, yeah, being 100% healthy does not mean 100% ready to play Major League Baseball.
Yes, so we agree with that. And then today, he's like, well, he's not going to come back probably until the homestand. That leans into what we're talking about, which is, you know, that they feel, and this might also, Sammy, have something to do with the roster juggling that we've also been talking about. They have to make decisions. We don't think they'll move on from Dom Smith because he is the fail-safe. Why would you hurry a Tristan Casas who is not in peak form, doesn't have his timing perfectly, isn't going to be the guy that you left off with back in April when you have, when you can keep a Sogard on the roster, when you don't have to worry about the Dom Smith situation. That is how I take that, right?
Yeah, I agree. The issue right now is not the offense. On the contrary, the offense has been unbelievable since the second half of the season started. The issue is pitching. So with the Casas situation, that's why I think he's going to take all the time he needs. If there's any shadow of a doubt that he's not 100% ready or as close to 100% ready as possible, I don't think they're going to activate him.
I agree. And as long as he gets his messaging straight with Rob and the brand. Everybody else. It's Rob and the brand and everybody else.
Yeah, you hear it first. And then boom.
Rob and the brand. You should feel good about yourself because I feel like he was talking about you.
We are a branch of the brand.
We are the branch of the brand. So whatever Tristan Casas says, do we have that again, Joe, at any point? Whatever Tristan Casas says that to anybody, it has to line up with what he says to Rob and the brand.
We cannot tell Rob and the brand, you know, one thing and then somebody else something else.
That is science as well. Mm-hmm. All right? Okay. So we get that straight. That is the news coming out of today, along with Liam Hendricks throwing a live BP, which he's each edges closer. Seems like he's going to throw another one of these, and then he's going to go on a rehab assignment, correct?
Yeah, that rehab assignment, I assume, is going to be very quick.
All right. And also we have this is a sub-note. It doesn't really impact this year, but congratulations to Lucas Giolito, third time yesterday throwing a baseball, coming back from his elbow thing. So I think I'm going to drop this podcast tomorrow. I talked to him not only about that, but about the deadline last year. Remember, we talked about the deadline about guys being traded and effects it had on teams. Lucas Giolito's, that was a wild trade deadline for him last year.
Yeah, that was nuts. I don't think I had ever seen that happen to someone prior. It was what? He went from the White Sox?
Well, he went
Angels.
Early on. So I believe early it was on, early yeah. July.
Yes.
He goes to the Angels because the Angels are saying, hey, Shohei Ohtani, look at how hard we're trying.
That was so sad.
We're going to get all these guys. And then they fall apart. And then all of a sudden, then Giolito, before the deadline, gets traded to Cleveland, and as he said, he was terrible. Like he was terrible for.
Yeah. How could? What are you going to expect from a guy? And he was with his guy Ronaldo Lopez. They all got traded to both together, which was nice.
Yes, I do want to give a lineup because that's what we do. We like to advance the conversation. If you
lineup is out.
Thank you, Gordo. Who is this back from the field? Everything good down there?
Oh, everything's. It's so hot. Oh my God!
Glistening a little.
Had no idea.
Yeah,
thought it was out there. But yeah,
we're at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. We don't worry about it. Everything is like everything's perfect here. If you had to guess, who wants to guess the lineup? Let's play the fun game of guessing the lineup.
Okay, I'm gonna say that Jaren Duran kid. I think he's gonna be.
All right,
he's not leading off.
Rattle him off.
All right, Duran in.
If you get one wrong, I'm moving on to Gordo.
Duran in left field.
Okay, correct.
Batting second. Who's been batting second? Who's pitching for
Arrigetti?
Arrigetti. Okay, so
Spaghetti.
I think Abreu second.
Correct.
In right.
Correct.
Third is going to be Yoshida.
Correct.
DH. Cleanup. Thank you. Cleanup is Devers.
Correct.
Okay, here's where it gets a little tough.
Yeah, you're not going to get this one.
Batting fifth. Danny Jansen.
You are correct.
you said I'm not going to get it. So
now, now I feel like you get a lot. You might run the table here.
Yeah, you might get it.
Okay, hold on. What position?
No, you can't.
I haven't said second base yet. Gordo, you want to take one? I'm trying to think.
So we're through five.
Oh, Dom Smith batting.
You are correct.
Okay. Batting seventh.
So far, I'm going to give you time to think. So Duran in left, Abreu in right, Yoshida DH, Rafael Devers third base, Danny Jansen catching. Dom Smith playing first base, and now you have three more to go.
Okay,
I know the order I would go assuming it's these.
Let's go.
Assuming it's the three.
So I'm gonna say it's gonna be some combination of Hamilton, Sogard, Rafaela.
That is correct.
Yeah. I'm gonna okay, Sogard seventh.
That is correct.
Hamilton.
Yes.
At short.
so close.
What? Really?
Oh, so it's Rafaela 8th?
Rafaela Hamilton.
Oh.
Wow, see, I figured it would be Hamilton.
Wow.
See, I figured he wouldn't want a lefty batting in front of Duran.
Oh, that's man. Wait, so that's close yet so far.
Hey, that was pretty good.
That was good. Great. That
Danny
was
Jansen
good.
5th.
Danny, you gave me that one because you said it's you're not going to
get that one. Yeah. So close.
And it's always been Wong, so if it's not Wong, who's it going
to
be?
Yeah, I saw Jansen was going to expect it to play today, so I was thinking maybe this is a weird spot for him.
So, excellent job.
Very good.
Your instincts are keen today.
Bravo.
Sammy and play Tessie. All right, Gordo, down the field. Just people milling around?
Yeah.
All right.
Vibes seem good. A lot of people okay. in there today.
Is our correspondent Bella Gesco, so she going to come down and fill us in on her reporting?
Yeah. She's excited to come back. She said radio debut.
Wow. Yeah, well, I mean, she did a good job. Bella Gesco is the college baseball reporter for Baseballs and Boring, was at the All-Star game the entire time, was the only human being to do in-person interviews with the top four picks of the draft. So she knows Braden Montgomery, the Red Sox. She knows him very, very well from the Cape League, which, by the way, I think this is maybe, before we go to a break, a good time to thank the fine people, the Ware and Gateman.
Yes.
Thank the fine people at the Cape Cod League for all that you do. And I think that the finals are going on right now. Bourne versus – I should look it up. But I know Bourne's in it, the Fighting Saltalamacchias. They're in it. But thank you to all the people who invited me down to the Wareham game. I believe it was Wareham versus Falmouth on Sunday. It was such a thrill, such an honor, and so great to see so many people. And I hope I entertained as well by throwing out the very first pitch, ceremonial first pitch of my life, which no one will ever see, ever, ever. I have video of it. No one will see it.
Why?
Zero people. I showed Lucas Giolito yesterday. He is one of the few people who will see it. It was that bad.
It's because you have a lot of compassion for the Red Sox pitching.
No, it's because he's injured.
You don't want to take
it. It was because I may have been doing it with a broken wrist.
He's injured.
Ah.
My wrist swelled up like a balloon.
Do you think there's a chance you intimidated the players who are getting ready to play with
so
the show of toughness?
Nate Early, who was one of the winners of the Home Run Derby, he caught me. He's going to University of Louisville, which, by the way, I said, Alex Brunellis, congratulations.
Nice.
You can give this kid some advice with Louisville. He caught me, and he's so nice, and I met him before. He had come up to the booth. Well, here we go. Perfect battery, perfect combination. Get up to the mound. Stand in the mound. They have this unbelievable, very, very nice introduction, rattling off all the books that I have written and all I'm going to write and all the things that I've done. I appreciate all of it. I'm standing there. I hold out the baseball. Here it comes, Nate. Here it comes. Here comes the heater.
Oh, no.
I'll show you the video in the break.
Oh, no, man.
Did they at least yell McFarland to get you ready?
No, and I also,
maybe that's the problem.
I also did not. My biggest problem was I did not even throw a baseball before. So I was going under the premise that my broken wrist had healed enough.
How bad is it? Like,
it's still pretty bad.
You didn't take a single one.
In case people don't know, I fell off a scooter.
Did you kind of shot put it with the messed up wrist?
No, but so I had never done this before. Have you guys ever thrown out a first pitch?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I pitched in the media. I was the pitcher for the media game. I pitch, right? So I know how to pitch, but you know, this is different. You have all these about 50 people. Don't bounce it. Don't bounce it. Don't bounce it. Okay. And I've always said, like, just throw it hard, right? Throw it like you're throwing a
zip.
Pitch.
Put some zip on it.
But that all whatever I was telling myself was the exact opposite of what was right. When you see this video, you're gonna see why. So my biggest takeaway is thank you to everybody for allowing me to be there. All the support, and it's also an opportunity to say how awesome the Cape Cod League is.
Why did you not warm up?
It was a long ride. I got there about 20 minutes before. There wasn't the avenue to do it. No one offered for all me warm up.
You got to make it happen.
Well, now
Matt Damon was taking warm up pitches before his.
Everybody does. I see everybody out here. Everybody does warm. I thought that's where you. But what am I going to ask? I'm not going to ask. They gave me the ball. I throw it. I mean, how hard is it?
You got that confidence.
You guys are going to laugh when you see this.
I can't wait.
There's two videos that are being commandeered that will never see the light of day. It is Joe Castiglione falling out of his chair and the Andrew Benintendi catch, which is, I've seen that video, And I understand why Joe doesn't want it out there.
Yes, that video's not public, is it?
No. But it is such a testament to how awesome Joe is, because he goes down on the ground. I mean, it's not like he stumbles a little bit. I mean, he goes down and he doesn't miss a beat with a call.
No, like, he popped right back up.
Him and Tim never. I mean, it was incredible.
You maybe heard one word where it sounded like he was slightly further.
No, but if you saw the video, I mean, he went down. It was like it was not a stumble.
I want to see that.
I can't wait to show you.
That would be on my bucket list for something to see. Like that was an all time.
That's what we pay for in the podcast business. We pay for commandeered videos.
Yes,
so there you go. All right, I do want to get back into all things Red Sox, including we talked about this before, and we are going to get to the ballpark, your favorite ballparks, but it is crazy right now. I don't know if we've ever had a time where we haven't had a definitive favorite for the World Series, win the World Series at this time of year. Like, before we go to the break, let me just ask you guys, who do you think is the FanDuel odds-on favorite to win the World Series right now?
They go on Vegas odds. Right?
FanDuel.
I would say probably Philly still.
No. Nope. I'm going to say it's the Dodgers.
It is the Dodgers.
Wow.
Which
even
is
with all those
like,
injuries.
Dodgers couldn't possibly not even make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're not super.
They were like three. They were three up yesterday.
Two and a half as of right now.
Two and a half up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, it's probably based off of betting odds, and a lot of people.
I don't care.
The allure of the Dodgers.
I don't care. Red Sox, by the way.
They have Shohei Ohtani.
Red Sox. Spoiler alert, plus 4,800.
That's great odds.
Great odds. There you go.
There is no one I would feel comfortable throwing.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. And this is another example why the Red Sox, why we talked about the deadline, you had to be buyers.
Yeah.
Why the Red Sox. And Alex Cora, that's one of the takes. We haven't talked about this. The speech after winning the 500th game or whatever it was.
We have a chance to
win the World Series. We can win the World Series. Like, that is the message that Alex Cora is now leaning into. It's, remember, it was, what, let's get greedy.
You know what sucks is that we're surprised. We're so not used to hearing that. It's been like 3 years since we've heard that.
Yeah,
I wish it was more of a, yeah, of course.
Let's go back. Can you imagine him saying that in spring training?
Oh, we all would have.
I love this conversation. Hey, join on in. 617-779-7937. Right now, a treat for all of you. Joe Braveman with the trend.
He got it. The Red Sox win.
The Red Sox win.
As I just went head over heels in my chair.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Red Sox suffered an 8-4 loss to the Astros last night. They were up 3-1 until 6 consecutive hits. Jose Altuve tied the game with a 2-run homer. Game 2 of this 3-game series will get underway this afternoon. You can hear the Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough with the call from Fenway at 4:10 on the Shaw's at Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Josh Winkowski will get the start for the Sox in a bullpen day opposite Spencer Arrighetti for the Astros. Joe Weil will get everything started with the Mass Mutual pregame show at 3:10. Mass Mutual insurance planning investments. Before yesterday's game, the Sox announced they placed Brian Bay on the paternity list and Cooper Criswell on the COVID-19 injury list. Some other news that we had talked about, Liam Hendricks threw another simulated bullpen. He is scheduled to throw one more and then go on a rehab assignment. Yesterday, the Patriots officially released wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster. Juju finished with 29 catches, 260 yards, and a touchdown after signing a 3-year, $25 million contract as a free agent last offseason. Pats will account for $9 million of his $60 million guaranteed. And the Paris Olympics are winding down this weekend. U.S. still far and away the leader in overall medals with 116. They're trailing China in the gold medal count. China has 37. The U.S. has 35. U.S. women's soccer picked up the gold, 1-0 in their victory against Brazil. Mallory Swanson scored the game winner in the 57th minute. Men's and women's 4x400 relay getting underway, and men's basketball will try for their fifth straight gold against host nation France. That tips off in a little more than an hour from now at 3:30. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WBEI and WBEI.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in gonna get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I get anxious because of you guys, because I live it with you guys. You know, every pitch I'll be up bat, I hope you guys feel that I fight every pitch with you guys. And we got a big shot to win this thing, and it's because of you. You guys are very talented, but I think we do the right thing. You guys are the right way. You guys are humble and confident. So let's keep going.
Oh man. Great cut by Joe Braverman right there.
It's a double whammy of energy right here.
It is a double whammy. It is, that is, if that doesn't get your blood pumping between the Ace of Spades, as we said, this is absolutely, I know it doesn't line up typically with a typical walk-in for a closer, Ace of Spades by Motorhead, but I would still do it. Because I know that you have to usually have to have the build-up. I don't care,
You're talking about because you have to, like, jog all the way in.
Yeah, I'm just like, this. Fire the cannons right away. Boom.
I like ominous. Like Chris Sale's old walkout song was just creepy and ominous. It felt like the Grim Reaper was coming to strike you out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
What?
I don't remember. Bad Company?
No, it was...
He had a couple.
It was no lyrics. It was just the like a beat from an old rap song. And it was very like dark, kind of nighttime scary sounding.
All right, well, I would do Ace of Spades. Right. That's what I would do.
It's your prerogative.
No,
To be right. Good job, Sammy.
All right, this is Rob Bradford of the Baseballs and Boring Empire and the Baseballs and Boring Show. That is Gordo, a Playtesi. That is Sammy, a Playtesi. Joe Weil coming up at the top of the hour for the pregame show. We had any special interviews today, Joe?
Nick Sogard.
All right. Good. Nick Sogard. We've been talking about Nick Sogard because we laid out the scenario that, hey, who do you want? If you're in such a rush to get Tristan Cassis up here, you're going to have to send somebody down. It's not going to be Dom Smith. You're not going to cut him loose. You might have to send Nick Sogard down. So doesn't it make all the sense in the world to keep Nick Sogard for a few extra days?
He's hitting 318.
He's a 318. Yes, batting average.
787.
He's a good player. Everyone kept saying about Nick Sogard, he's a good player. You know who you're going to see? He's a good player.
You don't
player.
Notice him in a good way.
No, but it's sort of the same thing with Willy Abreu early on, where I remember Bobby Dalbec saying, you know, the guy that you got to see is Willy Abreu. I'm like, oh, the guy who had a bad hamstring for, you know, when we first saw him. It's like, okay. But everyone kept saying he's a good – and Sogard's the same thing. And it was all about 40-man. Do you take that leap of faith of putting him on the 40-man roster? And I hate sometimes how protective organizations are of the 40-man roster. I hate that.
It's a bit much sometimes.
Keeps good guys down.
It keeps good guys down, and they're like, and this was really a case, I think, in the last few years, of you're hanging on to the idea of somebody because there is a paranoia. If you let the guy go, he's going to take off and be something.
Which happens a lot, though.
Speaking of which, last night, the return, there was no video montage for him, but the return of Caleb Ort.
I can't believe there was no video montage for him.
There wasn't.
He was certainly on the team.
Member of the Red Sox.
He was a member of the Red Sox.
He was good last night.
He was really good last night.
He was good last night, and he's been bouncing around all over the place. I remember talking to him in spring training. He was having trouble getting out of his lease in Tampa. He's playing for Baltimore and Sarasota. Anyway, he's landed dominating in the middle innings for
him. Inning and a third, 3 strikeouts.
But you know, he stayed on the 40-man roster a long time when he wasn't producing here. And I think that's the way of baseball now, is that they see something and they're going to keep it. Now, I think the decisions for the 40-man roster are a little bit more difficult these days, but still – if a player is good, in other words, who is a better player right now? Nick Sogard or Emmanuel Valdez?
Sogard. I'm not a big Valdez guy, to be fair, but I think this is a no-brainer.
Okay.
Sogard.
And so if the rubber meets the road, you have to make that decision. Make that decision.
What about Sogard versus Bobby Dalbec?
Oh, my God.
I think Bobby Dalbec's the best.
What? Okay, I thought you were – okay, that was facetious. All right.
All right, what are you talking about?
No, I'm telling the truth.
Okay.
So, listen, you got to protect yourself. I mean, they should have given Bobby a path out of the organization.
I don't understand how
he should have been in the 4-for-1 trade.
Flip him to, like, Oakland for nothing just so he can play. Poor guy.
Yeah. All right, so we talked about a lot of things today. We've solved a lot of the world's problems. We're going to be up until 3 o'clock, like I said, the aforementioned Joe Weil. We also have Boots in the Ground Bella, who is on the field asking players very important questions about – what was the questions that she was asking?
She was asking best dressed on the team and throughout the league.
In baseball, too.
Yeah. This is by the way, these are the most important questions.
I agree.
They are the most important questions in terms of the fandom. You see the Instagram accounts. The guys – what is the – the batting practice? No,
the Bat Boys.
Bat Boys. They were here yesterday.
Yeah.
MLB Fits. They're going to be on our podcast soon talking about MLB Fits.
Talking about the Fits.
Talking about the Fits. And we're branching out. Boots in the Ground Bella has down the field and for the last segment of the show. She's going to tell us what's what in terms of the answers. Dom Smith, Jaron Duran, Zach Kelly, and others. All right. We had mentioned before about why the Red Sox, you heard the clip from Alex Cora telling his team, let's go. World Series.
F-word.
Like, effort.
F-word.
World Series.
F-ing World Series, baby.
Let's go. All right. He believes it. He's getting put that in their head. I think at one point he had a soundbite. Maybe it was on the Jones and Mego show about how we're not the best team, but we can win the World Series. All right, fair.
You don't have to be the best.
But here's the thing. Here's the bizarre thing about the great game of baseball now, guys. There is no best team.
No.
Who is the best team? Who is the best team? I'm going to start with you, Gordo. Right now, this is the time. This is the Papelbon moneymaker. Papelbon, of course, put down 10 grand last year on the Philadelphia Phillies in early July. He would have won 140 grand, and we would have all had an enormous baseballs and boring party in Philadelphia. They fell just short. Who are you putting your money on right now? I'm not odds. I'm just talking about who do you believe will win the World Series, Gordo?
If there was ever going to be a year where no one would win the World
Series. No one's going to win the
no
World
No one's going to win the World Series. No, I'll put it on the Dodgers. They've been a little bit cold, but Mookie Betts is going to come back. They got some depth.
Do they have the pitching?
I think they're gonna by the playoffs they're gonna have the
pick. Okay,
but I don't feel confident about it at all. I've been staring at the standings for the last two segments and really have not had like a convicted thought.
Okay, all right, Sammy.
Yeah, I think our guy Pap jumped the gun by 1 year. I'm going with the Phillies, and here's my reasoning. Right now, they're cold. Law of averages. When they heat up, it'll be right at the right
time. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm banking on them. This is the downswing, and they're about to turn the corner, upswing right before the playoff, the exact opposite of the Yankees, who are classic, hot at the wrong time. They're going to fizzle. The Phillies aren't going to do that. They're going to win the World Series, so I hope Pap places the exact same bet because it's going to hit this time.
I love our narrative shifting here because with the Yankees, it's either they're awful or when they're good, it's, oh, they're good at the wrong time.
It is so, like, as we sit here on August 10th, it is such a good reminder, like, how you're right. The Philadelphia Phillies 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I would say it's the Phillies versus the field. Dombrowski making the moves, them dominating, them having the best record in baseball, all of it. It was the Phillies versus the field, not even close. And now it's completely opposite. But we have to remind ourselves. Remember the Diamondbacks? I'm not even talking about the 84 wins they ended up at. They lost 9 in a row coming out of the trade deadline last year.
Oh, yeah.
9 in a row.
See, they got cold at the right time.
Right.
Got hot at the
right. There you go.
That's exactly it.
I will say, I do think, I really, truly think that this, what, 3-4 days off for the top-seeded team, I think that is more of a disadvantage.
Well,
than advantage.
Science would suggest that.
Yeah.
So far, that has been the trend.
You know, people get mocked for having that opinion. I think it's so obvious.
I brought it up. Mike Hazen, the president of baseball operations for the Arizona Diamondbacks, was on the Baseballs and Boring show podcast this week. Go check it out. And I brought that up to him. I mean, I was half kidding, but oh my God, he jumped down my throat.
What
did he say?
He said, like, no, that's ridiculous. Of course you want to win the division. Like,
he thinks it's a, oh, okay. That's,
yeah,
I think, because go the other way.
Because I think that his thinking and other people's thinkings are, sure, this is how it's happened in the last couple of years, but that's not reality. These are aberrations.
The truth is, you really just got to make it through one round because, like, how many games does it take to get back on the rails? It may just be one game. Like, the Braves last year didn't have that game.
And also, you, as long as you can get momentum, you want to line up your pitching, you want to be able to get guys healthy. That's why the division was always sure mattered. Now, what we have seen, the Diamondbacks and Rangers last year, is that momentum and getting hot starting pitching and getting a few hot offensive players, that's the be-all, end-all.
I agree.
That's it.
You know what's interesting about what we just did right there? All three of us gave picks, and we...
No, I didn't give my pick.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I think I did off the air.
I thought, oh, maybe you were just leading up to it.
Maybe.
What's your pick?
It's the Arizona Diamondbacks.
It's the Arizona
Diamondbacks. Oh, yeah, but that was... But we all knew.
Plus 2,200. No, here's the reason why, Listen, I mean, this is such a crapshoot. In case you... The FanDuel odds right now...
E-Rod.
Dodgers, Phillies, Yankees, Orioles, Astros, Braves, Guardians, Twins, Padres, Diamondbacks, Brewers, Mariners, Royals, Red Sox, Mets, Cardinals. I mean, honestly, up until that point, any of those teams could win the World Series.
Yes.
Like, so I'm going to... Again... How many teams there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16 teams. 16 teams right now, including the last team that I mentioned, the New York Mets, could win the World Series.
And it's interesting. The three picks that we all just made were NL teams. And I think that that's kind of reflective of how wide open particularly the AL is. You look at this right now. What AL team sticks out? Like, if you were going to pick an AL team that you were going to say is going to go to the World Series,
you just don't feel great about any of these teams.
Are you going to say the Orioles?
Like, you don't feel great about the... And by the way, they're going to have to pitch Craig Kimbrel.
Yeah,
like that's the bizarre thing. I'm like, it's, you didn't protect yourself in the bullpen. Sure, you got Zach Eflin and you got Rogers. That's great. But you didn't protect yourself against you. It's the same thing that happened to the Phillies last year. You get to the point where you knew that you had to pitch Craig Kimbrel at the most important time. And playoff Craig Kimbrel, maybe Hall of Famer Craig Kimbrel, that is not... Playoff Craig Kimbrel is not Hall of Famer Craig Kimbrel. No. So anyway, 16 teams. And our great friend, Coop, one of the godfathers of the entire podcast community, he texted, he's like, does baseball have the most parity in sports right now?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Baseball or hockey? It's those two. The other, football and basketball, no way. It's baseball and hockey in that fight. And
you tell me baseball. Another sport where you legitimately could not, with conviction, pick a World Series favorite. Not,
yes,
not
science!
Not like going to win. But like, I'm legitimately having trouble picking a favorite. Staring at the standings.
The reason I feel good about Philly, in addition to them cold at the right time and conceivably hot at the right time, on paper, they're absolutely loaded as well, which I think that gets more important in the playoffs, that star power matters. So
Phillies and Dodgers have kind of have that going from the
Dodgers. The reason I didn't pick Dodgers just because the injuries scare me, but it wouldn't shock me if they get healthy.
16 teams right now we listed have very or decent cases to win the World Series, including the Red Sox.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's not exaggerated.
So
either.
I'll give my explanation for the Diamondbacks. It's not only because the Fighting Lavellos, it's not only because the manager wears a baseballs and boring sticker in his hat. It's not only because the president of baseball operations just came on the podcast and was wildly entertaining. It's not only because of all those things. It's because you're going to get all of a sudden the Jordan Montgomery, which everyone was screaming about around here, and then he started off terribly, and everyone, oh, God, look at you, dodge the ball. You are going to get that Jordan Montgomery. You are going to get a good version of Jordan Montgomery. That's my prediction for the last couple of months, and if you make the playoffs.
E-Rod.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about E-Rod?
I was going to get to him.
What did he do last?
He pitched for the first time, I think it was on Thursday, and he was good. He was good. I think it was like 6 innings, 3 runs.
Did he have the dangly earring?
I don't know.
5 2/3, 3 runs.
5 2/3. That was an out.
One out away from quality.
So he was good. Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly. You have an offense that is good enough. You have a bullpen that is probably good enough. You just got AJ Puck.
Who closes?
You just got Dylan Floro.
Who's closing for
Arizona?
That's
the thing. Is there
Floro?
Hot hand.
Ooh, yeah, I don't like that.
The hot hand.
That's scary.
Hey, the Rangers won the World Series.
Thank you. I was just going to say that.
Let's go. The clerk was the closer.
But he didn't close out the World Series. The Diamondbacks are the Rangers 2.0. The Diamondbacks are the Rangers 2024.
I could see that. I don't know. I mean, with the Rangers, I know he didn't close out the World Series, but like, you know, neither did Craig Kimbrell for the Red Sox. I have a hard time picking a team without a solidified closer.
And I think Paul Sewald can bounce back?
Didn't he get? He could, but he's been removed from the slot, right?
Right.
He's no longer their closer, and he was really bad.
As you point out, it was really bad. Long way to go.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we got one more segment. We don't have a long way to go. But we have a long way to go in terms of talking about baseball today, because we not only have the final segment of this show, we have the pregame show with Joe Weil, who has an exclusive interview with Eric Sogard. And we also have the play-by-play, Joe and Sean. Joe and Sean on the call. It's going to be awesome. Fork in the road Saturday. Huge game. People filing into the park right now out here, a ton of Astros fans. We embrace everybody because it makes everything spicier. I see a Josh Hader shirt right there. I haven't seen one of those in a while. So there you go. You see something new every day. Well, we're going to finish strong and lead on into the pregame show with the great Joe Weil. We'll be back right after this. Let's go. Let's go. What a way to spend the day. The Baseballs and Boring Show with the play-tested guys, Gordo and Sammy. And there's no better way to punctuate. Get that mic right up there. There you go. Talk right into it.
Hello.
A little further.
Like right up close.
Yeah, right up close. Right up close. And there you go.
Hello.
Say hello. Yeah. That's Bella Gescos of the Baseballs and Boring family. Joe, I don't think Bella has heard the clip from Cora where Cora was actually talking about her. Remember that? So.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This. Yeah. Cora was talking about. Yeah. So wherever you have that, Joe, we appreciate that. So Bella feels a little bit better about herself. Bella Gescos, who is the college baseball reporter for the last, 7 months, 8 months?
Yeah, 6, 7, 8 months.
And doing an excellent job. The only human being that did in-person interviews for the top 4 picks in the draft. That is correct, Bella?
Yes.
That is right.
We cannot Rob and the brand, you know, one thing, and then somebody else, something else.
You are the brand.
I am the
Rob
brand.
And the brand.
Rob and the brand.
Rob and the brand.
Oh, we need a cool graphic of you kind of like looking cartoon, like omnipotent.
All the faces around me, yes. Honestly,
and we're like all like the...
Bella went to the All-Star game.
Wait, hold on. It's kind of like Gladys Knight in the Pips. Like, I'm the Pips. I'll take it.
Yeah, but listen, the Pips made a lot of money, Bella.
Gladys Knight, and who was the other person?
So far, you're getting being paid in T-shirts and wristbands.
Exactly.
V-I-K.
All right, well, Bella does an excellent job and continues to do an excellent job. University of North Carolina grad, congratulations.
Go Tar Heels.
New Hampshire native.
Oh, Catillo yet?
No, oh. We've bonded. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are like
that's
this.
That's friendship one bracelet. Demerit. All right. Thank you.
Friendship bracelets incoming.
Again, two demerits. all right. But Bella did a great job at the All-Star Game, not only the draft, but helping me out at the All-Star Game. And today she did a great job because we had a specific task for her assignment. And it stemmed off of someone that we probably will have on the podcast. MLB Fits, right? It's an Instagram account, MLB Fits?
Yes, MLB Fits. They combine the baseball world and the fashion world.
And players like talking to this guy because they like talking about this stuff.
They like talking about fashion.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't like talking about
fashion? Well, we talked about... I did a 5 minutes with Durant at the All-Star game.
Yeah, he won best dressed.
He
loved it. He got a suit guy and everything. He was going on about it.
We were at the All-Star game, and we were watching that unfold, and we're like, some of the outfits, like Pete Alonso in black hat and the black jeans in the 120-degree heat, not good.
Xavier Scruggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had this awesome cowboy hat, and I go, I want one of these. And he goes, I get this. I think it's a custom made.
Yeah.
Which is insane. I want a hat too.
We could do that. Baseballs and Boring custom hat.
Custom cowboy hats?
Yeah.
Custom cowboy hats.
There is going to be a major leaguer before the end of the year wearing custom Baseballs and Boring cleats.
I'm excited.
Who could it be?
Who knows?
I can't.
It may be the person who owns the LLC.
I can't fathom.
It
could be.
I want gloves. Baseball isn't boring. Like, baseball isn't boring.
Oh, we could.
Receiver gloves.
The ideas are popping, Bella. Mm-hmm. The ideas are popping. I like it.
Those
you ever get a tattoo?
Ideas.
No, but if I was going to get a tattoo, I would get that. I think I've reached that point in my life, in my career, in that point when Cora is saying Robin the Brand.
Get a little one behind your ear. It'll be nice.
What?
A little BIB logo behind the ear.
He needs the male tramp stamp. So, okay, let me elaborate here.
Please do.
I will. We all know the tramp stamp, lower back, like right there. Four men I have noticed in this, maybe my generation, they get it right above the knee. Like
oh, yeah, yes.
Right above the knee or like very low thigh.
I saw a guy
like
in the back? T.
No, above the knee. Like your front of your body, low thigh, high, above the knee, they get
Is that tattoos. A flex because that's supposed to be a painful spot to get a tattoo?
I honestly don't know, but I've noticed guys my age or my generation doing it, so I just kind of coined it the male tramp stamp.
Yeah,
oh,
on the T
oh,
right
so
here.
So you're saying that's the male. I thought you were literally the male tramp stamp like on the small of the back.
No, all guys are doing that now. Like I have met so many men or boys, depending on where you are. They have it above the knee, and I had a guy, a friend of mine, who has it in Morse code.
Like really?
In Morse code above the knee.
Ooh!
It's the male tramp stamp.
Baseball isn't boring in Morse code.
That's like the beep.
That would
beep, beep, beep.
That would bring the brain to a whole new level.
Oh, we already have it in Japanese.
It works. All right.
So I would do that, but my quadricep muscle is too big. So anyway,
it's in the gym.
I've reached full muscle capacity.
Pilates, yoga, weightlifting,
all of it. He's
running the Boston Marathon this year. Did you guys
know
that?
I've done it six times.
He's doing it.
But anyway,
Neil got to
all right. So Bella, so we all of this said, we have assigned you with a very very important assignment, and that was to go down the field and talk to the. Did you just talk Red Sox players?
Red Sox only.
Okay.
Red Sox Astros only. Were in and out.
They're in a team meeting, getting together, saying, we got to win two in a row. Guys.
Yeah.
We got to win two in a row. So they weren't available, but some of the Red Sox players were available. And the question that you had for them was what?
I had two questions. First one being, who are your top five best dressed in the MLB? And then who's the best dressed on the Red Sox? We got a variety of answers here, but the most common one.
Well, okay, so the players you talked to, I'm gonna Dominic Smith, Jaron Duran, Zach Kelly,
and Rob
Snyder.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So everyone said Lindor.
Oh, that's a good.
In MLB.
In the MLB,
everybody said.
I think everyone. It was either four of the guys. I think it was four or three of the four. Okay. That said him. So he was a favorite. Durant got selected along with Dom for best dressed, like within the Red Sox.
Wait, so first of all, who did Dom Smith say was the best dressed?
He had like a 7-minute answer. I won't even lie. He couldn't even think of five guys in the MLB who he liked their style. He had to go to warm up and come back to me to give me the fifth guy. So he was a little all over the place. I honestly cannot recall exactly. I can play the video.
No, that's all right.
You have to tune into the Instagram to see.
No, it's the ultimate tease. Baseball at BB isn't boring. But we're going to have it up there.
But Rob and Duran both said Sims for the Red Sox.
Lucas.
Ooh.
Wow. Ooh, Wick, new guy.
Yeah, we got a new. Yeah, they were like, yup, he brings the dad vibe. He brings the dad aura. He knows what's up. Because it's a little different. Like,
here's the confusion. Are we talking best dressed or the outfits that the other players enjoy the most? Because like Dom Smith yesterday showed up
amazing.
He looked like a rapper from 2005 with the huge jeans and the oversized shirt. I wouldn't say that's a nice looking outfit, but I also loved it. So there's like two different
kinds
of. You
didn't like it? I told him it was.
No, I did love it. I loved it, but I wouldn't classify it as like, oh, that's a nice outfit.
That's a good one.
Oh, Miles Michaelis up here.
That was good.
In a full-on cowboy outfit.
God, I thought that was like a dating.
So the worst, going back to the All-Star game. So the All-Star game, in case people don't know, it was they have this parade of players. And in this case, it was like in 120-degree heat. Bella and I were there. We're like, we're not doing that. We're not going out.
We would have won anyway.
No, but yeah, we don't want to overshadow anyone.
I wish people could see what Rob is wearing right now.
It's my cruise wear. It's like, come on. It's my cruise wear.
We would have won.
So but this is where they define their style, and they take great. It's kind of like the NFL draft or the NBA draft or whatever it is. And Durant had the orange or the tangerine suit. We've talked about that. Adley Rutschman had the worst.
Oh my God! Okay. Yeah.
I was just about to defend him. I thought he looked great.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
He had like a It was like a pirate.
I swear to God, I've seen other people or celebrities wear something similar. I loved it. I was impressed.
Are you guys familiar with the Seinfeld episode of the puffy shirt?
Oh yeah.
It was close to the puffy shirt.
I love the puffy shirt.
It looked
You don't know what I'm talking about.
No.
No.
I'm sorry.
Google Seinfeld puffy shirt. All right? But Adley Rutschman, great player. Excellent human being.
I see why you say that.
Poor dresser.
I see.
Poor dresser.
I loved it. I kind of thought it was a Pirates of the Caribbean-esque.
Yeah.
I think I saw Harry Styles wear something like this a long
time
ago.
Yeah, but you know what? That's Harry Styles.
It was very Met Gala. You know, it was too high fashion.
In fairness, if I came in dressed like Harry Styles, you'd probably be like, what are you doing?
I'd be a little concerned.
Yeah. all right. So the consensus was...
That Duran, Dom Smith, and Sims were the ones that were thrown out for best dressed on the Red Sox.
Okay.
I haven't seen Sims. You guys probably have, so I can't really attest to him. But I've seen Duran. I thought Dom Smith yesterday looked sensational. I thought he was A+, killing.
I think Dom Smith.
He was giving,
Gives the vibe. It's sort of how he plays. Gives a vibe of not trying, but he tries just hard enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a hard thing to do.
It is hard.
It's a really hard thing to accomplish.
He's relatable.
What? So Bella Gaskos, college baseball writer, reporter for Baseball's and Boring Brand, amongst other things.
I'm the brand. I'm the Pips.
You are the Pips.
I am the Pips.
We want to be careful because, you know, if we add an M, so it becomes a whole thing. It's the Pips. Yeah. Yes. So, but if you had the college covering college baseball.
Oh my God! Yay! Okay.
Okay.
I'm excited. I know where this is going.
All right, covering college baseball. Oh. I hope this is where you think it's
let's
going.
Let's see. Okay.
What is the fashion? What is the trend? Tell me wherever you think it's going that you're excited about.
Well, okay, for fashion and college baseball.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all these guys—they're college guys. Some of them are getting their NIL money now. But. They're all wearing Lululemon Athletic. They're not like coming to games dressed to the nines. There are so many games. They're not going to come in with a designer suit every single time. I thought you were going draft day. Who looked the best on draft day?
Oh, yeah. Who looked the best on draft day?
Oh.
Lululemon Athletic.
Braden Montgomery with his scooter.
Oh. What a great guy.
Can't beat a scooter.
You can't. That was the accessory of the night.
That's part of the fit, Rob.
Can't beat a Scooter.
You can't.
You're talking to the right guy. He knows.
Yeah, listen, I love Scooters. Can you imagine if Brady Montgomery had the same accident and I had it on a Scooter?
Oh.
He's going up to the stage to meet Rob Manfred, and he falls flat on his face and gets a huge black eye and ruins his wrist.
Yeah, he already messed up his leg. Now he's going to mess up his wrists and his face.
I know.
Oh, the poor guy.
But, yeah, so the draft, there was only like six guys there, though.
Yeah, they need to work on making the draft more.
There was some. I think there was more. Yeah, we can talk about
that. Well, the dichotomy of outfits, because you have guys at home versus guys at an event. So you really get the best of both worlds. You get the dressed to the nines. They look fabulous. They're in custom suits. Then you have guys who are in like Lululemon on their couch.
So Bella Gascos, college baseball reporter for Baseball's Boring, joins us along with Sammy and Gordo. We got a few more minutes to go, but you've led us into another conversation we had with the draft, which I think these guys could have an answer to. I want their answer, which is what, Bella? About when you're sitting on the couch and you're being.
Oh my God. Okay. Yes. Please.
Okay.
Please let us indulge in you.
Go ahead, Bella.
Okay, so
we have, by the way, 4 minutes. Go ahead.
You have the couch. So it's your day. You're getting drafted. You're sitting in the middle. You have mom, dad, your girlfriend. So now your girlfriend you've been dating for over, let's say, 2 years now. How are you placing them on the couch? Who is getting the first hug? Who's getting the first acknowledgement? How is this going? 2 year girlfriend, draft day couch. Give us your setup.
Okay. Have to go mom first.
Is she to your left? Is she to your right?
My mom is to my left because you want to have like arm on girlfriend.
Oh, so girlfriend's going to the right.
Yeah, girlfriend's on the right.
Oh, you're kicking dad out.
Dad's behind. He's standing on the couch. He's doing the thing where he puts his hands on your shoulders like, you got this, son. Don't worry about it. So I give my mom a hug, of course. And then, you know, my dad's understanding. Go give your girlfriend a hug. Give her a hug. And then I go, oh, pops, give him a hug. That's how it goes.
Okay.
That's the order. Keep everybody happy. Nobody's upset. And I'm also probably wearing Lululemon.
Who do you react to first?
The TV.
No.
What?
After the
TV. Do you let them hug
no,
you?
No, it's mom first. Mom has to go first.
Okay.
Girlfriend needs to understand that.
The crux of the issue.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Gordo?
This is a tough one because I feel like the circumstance determines it. Like if the
fiance in your situation.
That's true.
Yeah.
But if the mom was the one driving you to all your games as a kid, she's got to be sitting next to you. But if it's like a situation where the dad is like your BP thrower,
yeah,
all that it's like they kind of got to compete for that.
It's hard.
But wouldn't the dad be like,
hard.
Oh, give your mom a hug.
It could be like, oh, I can like be a man and stand behind you and like give you that bear hug from behind when you get the
make grunting noises like, good job. Good job, boy. Got a boy.
It's hard. It's really hard. It was almost.
Did they agonize over this?
We did.
That and airplane seats. Yeah.
The other question is, if you're in the middle of on an airplane seat row.
Wait, can I give the?
Yeah, you may.
Can I give the backstory on this?
All right, we have 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, I was flying to Charlotte from Raleigh, and I had the middle seat for the first time in forever. I get there first. I establish my ground, put both of my arms on both armrests because one person has the window, one person has the aisle. I get both armrests. The guy to the aisle physically picks up my arm off the armrest and puts it in my lap.
He wow. touched your arm?
He picked up my arm and put it on my lap.
That's an incredible.
So the question is, you have the middle seat. Are you entitled to both armrests?
Yes.
You got the short end of the stick. You have to at least get that. I can't do middle seat. Aisle all day. Let my leg stretch.
Wrong.
Well, you agree, Gordo.
No, if you have the middle seat, you get the armrest.
Well, as top Pirates prospect Tamar Johnson said, he said it best. He's like, you got the middle seat, that's all you got is the armrest.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we got 40 different answers.
We
for
did.
Every
it was a great
person.
Question, Bella. Once again, the straw that stirs a drink when it comes to all these questions, all this entertainment. Bella, thank you.
Thank you
for all your hard work and all that you do. You'll be hearing more from her, Bella. And check out her interviews on @BB isn't boring. Baseball isn't boring. Excellent job, Bella.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody. You guys, we solved a lot of the world's problems today.
Always
right?
do.
Yeah, we absolutely did. In synopsis, Tristan Cassis.
A little bit peeved.
Who?
Cora.
Cora, a little bit peeved.
I thought you were saying you were a little bit peeved.
But, you know, he's getting overall,
ooh,
a week from now, when we do this show a week from now,
he's gonna be back.
I mean, we just saw. I didn't even remember
gonna
be what back. I did.
We're not gonna.
Yeah, I barely remembered last weekend. Yeah.
He's gonna hit a homer in his first game back, and everyone's gonna be like, "Wait, I hated that guy."
Yes.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
And also, Red Sox on WEI is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Make it the best summer ever with Ford by joining the Bronco family or getting the made-for-you New England Edition F-150 official truck of the Red Sox. Well, once again, we solved a lot of the world's problems here at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. Update, Liam Hendricks throws, Marcelo Meyer activated with the Portland Sea Dogs, and the Boston Red Sox are playing in just a mere matter of minutes. Joe Weil coming up, exclusive interview with Eric Sogard. We're going to see you next week. Baseball's boring. Now, BB is boring.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go! Let's go! What a way to spend the day. The Baseball's and Boring Show with the play-tested guys, Gordo and Sammy. And there's no better way to punctuate. Get that mic right up there. There nice you go. Talk right into it.
Hello.
A little further.
Right up close.
Yeah, right up close. Right up close. And there you go.
Hello.
Say hello.
Yeah.
That's Bella Gascos of the Baseball's and Boring family. Joe, I don't think Bella has heard the clip from Cora where Cora was actually talking about her. Remember that? So,
oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cora was talking about. Yeah. So wherever you have that, Joe, we appreciate that. So Bella feels a little bit better about herself. Bella Gascos, who is the college baseball reporter for the last, what, 7 months, 8 months?
Yeah, six, seven, 8 months.
And doing an excellent job. The only human being that did in-person interviews for the top four picks in the draft. That is correct, Bella?
Yes.
That is right.
We cannot Rob and the brand, you know, one thing, and then somebody else, something else.
You are the brand.
I am
Rob and the brand.
Rob and the brand.
We need a cool graphic of you kind of like looking
cartoon faces.
Omnipotent.
All the faces around me, yes. Honestly,
and we're like all like the...
Bella went to the All-Star game.
It's kind of like Gladys Knight in the Pips. Like, I'm the Pips. I'll take it.
Yeah, but listen, the Pips made a lot of money, Bella.
Gladys Knight, and who was the other person?
So far, you're getting being paid in T-shirts and wristbands.
Exactly.
V-I-K.
All right, well, Bella does an excellent job and continues to do an excellent job. University of North Carolina grad, congratulations.
Go Tar Heels.
New Hampshire native.
Oh, Cotillo yet?
No, oh. We've bonded. Don't worry.
Okay,
yeah,
we are like
that's
this.
That's friendship one bracelet. Demerit. All right, thank you.
Friendship bracelets incoming.
Again, with two demerits. all right, but Bella did a great job at the All-Star game, not only the draft but helping me out at the All-Star game. And today she did a great job because we had a specific task for her assignment, and it stemmed off of someone that we probably will have on the podcast. MLB Fits, right? It's an Instagram account, MLB Fits.
Yes, MLB Fits. They combine the baseball world and the fashion world.
And players like talking to this guy because they like talking about this stuff.
They like talking about fashion.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't like talking about fashion?
Well, we talked about, I did a 5 minutes with Durant at the All-Star game.
Yeah, he won best dressed.
He won, and he was very super. He
got a suit guy and everything. He was going
who
on
was,
about it.
We were at the All-Star game, and we were watching that unfold, and we're like, some of the outfits, like Pete Alonso in
the
black hat and the black jeans in the 120-degree heat, not good.
Xavier Scruggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had this awesome cowboy hat, and I go, I want one of these. And he goes, I get this. I think he gets a custom made.
Yeah.
Which is insane. I want a hat too.
We could do that. Baseballs and Boring custom hat.
Custom cowboy hats? With
yeah.
Custom
logo?
Cowboy hats.
There is going to be a major leaguer before the end of the year wearing custom Baseballs and Boring cleats.
I'm excited. Ooh.
Who could it be?
Who knows?
I can't.
It may be the person who owns the LLC.
I can't fathom.
It can't really be all right.
Can't fathom who it could be.
I want gloves. Baseball isn't boring. Like, baseball isn't boring.
Oh, we could.
Receiver gloves.
The ideas are popping, Bella. Mm-hmm. The ideas are popping. I like it.
Those
do you ever
Gen
get a tattoo?
Ideas.
No, but if I was going to get a tattoo, I would get that. I think I've reached that point in my life, in my career, in that point when Cora is saying Robin the Brand.
Get a little one behind your ear. It'll be nice.
What?
A little BIB logo behind the ear.
He needs the male tramp stamp. Okay, let me elaborate here.
Please do.
I will. We all know the tramp stamp, lower back, like right there. Four men I have noticed in this, maybe my generation, they get it right above the knee. Like
where, yeah, yes.
Right above the knee or like very low thigh.
I saw a guy
like
in the T.
No, above the knee.
Like your
front of your body, low thigh, high, above the knee, they get
Is that tattoos? A flex because that's supposed to be a painful spot to get a tattoo?
I honestly don't know, but I've noticed guys my age or my generation doing it, so I just kind of coined it the male tramp stamp.
Yeah, on the T right
so
here.
So you're saying
it.
That's the male. I thought you were literally the male tramp stamp, like on the small of the back.
No, all guys are doing that now. Like, I have met so many men or boys, depending on where you are. They have it above the knee, and I had a guy, a friend of mine, who has it in Morse code.
Like really?
In Morse code above the knee.
Ooh.
It's the male tramp stamp.
Baseball isn't boring in Morse code.
That's like the beep.
That would
beep, beep, beep.
That would
yeah,
bring the brain to a whole new level.
Oh, we already have it in Japanese.
It works. All right.
So I would do that, but my quadricep muscle is too big. So anyway.
He's in the gym 4 days.
It's in the gym. I reach full muscle capacity.
Pilates,
I can't get any big,
yoga, weightlifting.
All of it. It's
He's running the Boston Marathon this year. Did you guys
I've
know that?
I've done it six times.
He's doing it.
But anyway.
Neil got to the
all right. So Bella, so we, all of this said, we have assigned you with a very, very important assignment. And that was to go down the field and talk to you just talk to Red Sox players?
Red Sox only.
Okay.
Red Sox the Astros only. Were in and out.
They're in a team meeting, getting together, saying, we got to win two in a row. Guys.
Yeah.
We got to win two in a row. So they weren't available, but some of the Red Sox players were available. And the question that you had for them was what?
I had two questions. First one being, who are your top five best dressed in the MLB? And then who's the best dressed on the Red Sox? We got a variety of answers here, but the most common one.
Well, okay, so the players you talked to, I'm gonna Dominic Smith, Jaron Duran, Zach Kelly.
And Rob
Snyder.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So everyone said Lindor.
Mm. Oh, that's a good
one. In MLB.
In the MLB.
Everybody said
that. I think everyone. It was either four of the guys. I think it was four or three of the four.
Okay.
That said him. So he was a favorite. Duran got selected along with Dom for best dressed, like within the Red Sox.
Wait, so first of all, who did Dom Smith say was the best dressed?
He had like a 7-minute answer. I won't even lie. He couldn't even think of five guys in the MLB who he liked their style. He had to go to warm up and come back to me to give me the fifth guy. So he was a little all over the place. I honestly cannot recall exactly. I can play the video.
No, that's all right.
Do you have to tune into the Instagram to see?
No, it's the ultimate tease. Baseball at BB isn't boring. But we're going to have it up there.
But Rob and Duran both said Sims for the Red Sox.
Lucas.
Ooh, new guy.
Yeah, we got a new guy. Yeah, they were like, yup, he brings the dad vibe. He brings the dad aura. He knows what's up. Because it's a little different. Like,
here's the confusion. Small sample size. Are we talking best dressed or the outfits that the other players enjoy the most? Because like Dom Smith yesterday showed
up amazing.
He looked like a rapper from 2005 with the huge jeans and the oversized shirt. I wouldn't say that's a nice looking outfit, but I also loved it. So there's like two different
kinds
of.
You didn't like it? I told him it was.
No, I did love it. I loved it, but I wouldn't classify it as like, oh, that's a nice outfit.
That's a good one.
Oh, Miles Michaelis up here.
That was good.
In a full-on cowboy outfit.
God, I thought that was like a dating
app. So the worst, going back to the All-Star game. So the All-Star game, in case people don't know, it was they have this parade of players. And in this case, it was like in 120-degree heat. Bella and I were there. We're like, we're not doing that. We're not going out.
We would have won anyways.
No, we don't want to overshadow anyone.
I wish people could see what Rob is wearing right now.
It's my cruise wear. It's like, come on. It's my cruise wear.
We would have won.
But this is where they define their style and they take great. It's kind of like the NFL draft or the NBA draft or whatever it is. And Duran had the orange or the tangerine suit. We've talked about that. Adley Rutschman had the worst.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah.
I was just about to defend him. I thought he looked great.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
He had like a pirate.
I swear to God, I've seen other people or celebrities wear something similar. I loved it. I was impressed.
Are you guys familiar with the Seinfeld episode of the puffy shirt?
Oh yeah.
It was like it was close to the puffy shirt.
I love the puffy shirt.
It looked
You don't know what I'm talking about.
No.
No.
I'm sorry.
Google Seinfeld puffy shirt. All right? But Adley Rutschman, great player. Excellent human being.
I see why you say that.
Poor dresser.
I see.
Poor dresser.
I loved it. I kind of thought it was a Pirates of the Caribbean-esque.
Yeah.
I think I saw Harry Styles wear something like this a long time ago.
Yeah, but you know what? That's Harry Styles.
It was very Met Gala. It was too high fashion.
In fairness, if I came in dressed like Harry Styles, you'd probably be like, what are you doing?
I'd be a little concerned.
Yeah. all right. So the consensus was...
That Duran, Dom Smith, and Sims were the ones that were thrown out for best dressed on the Red Sox.
Okay.
I haven't seen Sims. You guys probably have, so I can't really attest to him. But I've seen Duran. I thought Dom Smith yesterday looked sensational. I thought he was A+, killing.
I think Dom Smith.
He was giving, as they say.
Gives the vibe. It's sort of how he plays. Gives a vibe of not trying, but he tries just hard enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a hard thing to do.
It is hard.
It's a really hard thing to accomplish.
He's relatable.
So Bella Gaskos, college baseball writer, reporter for Baseball's and Boring Brand, amongst other things.
I'm the brand. I'm the Pips.
You are the Pips.
I am the Pips.
We better be careful because, you know, if we add an M, so it becomes a whole thing. It's the Pips. Yeah. Yes. So, but if you had the college covering college baseball.
Oh my God! Yay! Okay. I'm excited. I know where this is going.
All right, covering college baseball. Oh. I hope this is where you think it's
let's
going.
Let's see. Okay.
What is the fashion? What is the trend? Tell me wherever you think it's going that you're excited about.
Well, okay, for fashion and college baseball.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all these guys, they're college guys. Some of them are getting their NIL money now. But. They're all wearing Lululemon Athletic. They're not like coming to games dressed to the nines. There are so many games. They're not going to come in with a designer suit every single time. I thought you were going draft day. Who looked the best?
Who looked the best in draft day?
Oh,
Lululemon Athletic.
Braden Montgomery with his scooter.
Oh, What a great guy.
Can't beat a Scooter.
You can't. That was a, that was the accessory of the night. That
That's
was
part of the fit, Rob.
That was.
Can't beat a Scooter.
You can't.
You're talking to the right guy.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah, listen, I love Scooters. Can you imagine if Brady Montgomery had the same accident and I had it on a Scooter?
Oh.
He's going up to the stage to meet Rob Manfred, and he falls flat on his face and gets a huge black eye and ruins his wrist.
Yeah, he already messed up his leg. Now he's going to mess up his wrists and his face.
I know.
Oh, the poor guy.
But, yeah, so the draft, there was only like six guys there, though.
Yeah, they need to work on making the draft more.
There was some. I think there was more. Yeah, we can talk about
the dichotomy of outfits, because you have guys at home versus guys at an event. So you really get the best of both worlds. You get the dressed to the nines. They look fabulous. They're in custom suits. Then you have guys who are in like Lululemon on their couch.
So Bella, Bella Gascos, college baseball reporter for Baseball's Boring, joins us along with Sammy and Gordo. We get a few more minutes to go, but you've led us into another conversation we had with the draft, which I think these guys could have an answer to. I want their answer, which is what, Bella? About when you're sitting on the couch and you're being.
Oh my God. Okay. Yes. Please.
Okay.
Please let us indulge in you.
Go ahead, Bella.
Okay, so
we have, by the way, 4 minutes. Go ahead.
You have the couch. So it's your day. You're getting drafted. You're sitting in the middle. You have mom, dad, your girlfriend. So now we have. So your girlfriend, you've been dating for over, let's say, 2 years now. How are you placing them on the couch? Who is getting the first hug? Who's getting the first acknowledgement? How is this going? 2 year girlfriend, draft day couch. Give us your setup.
Okay. Have to go mom first.
Is she to your left? Is she to your right?
My mom is to my left because you want to have like arm on girlfriend.
Oh, so girlfriend's going to the right.
Yeah, girlfriend's on the
right. Oh, you're kicking dad out.
Dad's behind. He's standing on the couch. He's doing the thing where he puts his hands on your shoulders like, you got this, son. Don't worry about it. So I give my mom a hug, of course. And then, you know, my dad's understanding. Go give your girlfriend a hug. Give her a hug. And then I go, oh, pops, give him a hug. That's how it goes.
Okay.
That's the order. Keep everybody happy. Nobody's upset. And I'm also probably wearing Lululemon.
Who do you react to first?
The TV.
No.
What?
After the
TV. Do you let them hug you?
No, it's mom first. Mom has to go first.
Okay.
Girlfriend needs to understand that.
That's the crux of the issue.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Gordo?
This is a tough one because I feel like the circumstance determines it. Like if the
fiance in your situation.
That's true.
Yeah.
But if the mom was the one driving you to all your games as a kid, she's got to be sitting next to you. But if it's like a situation where the dad is like your BP thrower,
yeah,
all that, it's like they kind of got to compete for that.
It's hard.
But wouldn't the dad be like,
hard.
Oh, give your mom a hug.
It could be like, oh, I can like be a man and stand behind you and like give you that bear hug from behind when you get the
make grunting noises like, good job, good job, boy. Got a boy.
It's hard. It's really hard. It was almost.
Did they agonize over this?
We did that in airplane seats.
Yeah.
The other
question is, if you're in the middle of an air, if you're in middle on a airplane seat row.
Wait, can I give the?
Yeah, you may.
Can I give the backstory on this?
We have 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, I was flying to Charlotte from Raleigh, and I had the middle seat for the first time in forever. I get there first. I establish my ground. Put both of my arms on both armrests because one person has the window, one person has the aisle. I get both armrests. The guy to the aisle physically picks up my arm off the armrest and puts it in my lap.
He touched your arm?
He picked up my arm and put it on my lap.
That's an incredible.
So the question is, you have the middle seat. Are you entitled to both armrests?
Yes.
You got the short end of the stick. You have to at least get that. I can't do middle seat. Aisle all day. Let my legs stretch.
Wrong.
Well, you agree, Gordo.
If you have the middle seat, you get the armrest.
Well, as top Pirates prospect Tamar Johnson said, he said it best. He's like, you got the middle seat, that's all you got is the armrest.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we got 40 different answers.
It was a great question, Bella. Once again, the straw that stirs a drink when it comes to all these questions, all this entertainment. Bella, thank you.
Thank you
for all your hard work and all that you do. You'll be hearing more from her, Bella. And check out her interviews on @BB isn't boring. Baseball isn't boring. Excellent job, Bella.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody. You guys, we solved a lot of the world's problems today.
Always
right?
do.
Yeah, we absolutely did. In synopsis, Tristan Cassis.
A little bit peeved.
Who?
Cora.
Cor, a little bit peeved.
I thought you were saying you're a little bit peeved.
But, you know, he's getting, overall, a week from now, when we do this show a week from now.
He's going to be back.
I mean, we just saw. I don't even remember what
back.
I did.
We're not going to.
Yeah, I barely remembered last weekend. Yeah.
He's going to hit a homer in his first game back, and everyone's going to be like, wait, I hated that guy?
Yes.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
And also, Red Sox on WEI is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Make it the best summer ever with Ford by joining the Bronco family or getting the made-for-you New England Edition F-150 official truck of the Red Sox. Well, once again, we solved a lot of the world's problems here at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. Update, Liam Hendricks throws, Marcelo Meyer activated with the Portland Sea Dogs, and the Boston Red Sox are playing in just a mere matter of minutes. Joe Weil coming up, exclusive interview with Eric Sogard. We're going to see you next week. Baseball isn't boring. Not BBS.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.